Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. This Is Me Letting. You Go by Heidi Priebe is a short collection of personal essays about the emotional work of releasing people, relationships, and life chapters that no longer fit. Written in an intimate, reflective style associated with Thought Catalog, the book focuses less on giving step-by-step advice and more on naming what heartbreak, change, and acceptance actually feel like in real time. Priebe returns to the idea that moving on is an art that must be relearned, especially in a culture that praises loyalty and persistence even when a situation has become unhealthy or one-sided. Across the essays, she explores the tension between wanting closure and having to live without it, between holding on to imagined futures and making room for what is real. The purpose is emotional clarity and reassurance to help readers feel less alone in grief, less ashamed of how long it takes to heal, and more capable of choosing a forward path. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, letting go is a learned skill, not a single decision. A central message of the book is that letting go rarely happens all at once. Priebe frames it as an art that people continually relearn, because each loss brings a different set of attachments, habits, and hopes. Instead of treating moving on like a switch you flip, the essays validate the repetitive nature of healing. Some days feel resolved, others reopen the wound, and both can be part of real progress. This perspective reduces self-blame, especially for readers who think they should be over it by now. The writing emphasizes patience and self-compassion, offering language for the quiet middle stage after a breakup or major change, when the relationship is over but the emotional reflexes remain. By presenting letting go as practice, the book also subtly reframes agency. You may not control what happened, but you can control the small acts of release you repeat, such as no longer bargaining for a different outcome, no longer revisiting the same argument, and no longer interpreting longing as proof that you should return. Secondly, attachment, longing, and the urge to cling to what we love. Priebe directly confronts a common contradiction. People are taught to cling to what they love, yet life routinely demands separation, endings, and transformation. The essays explore how attachment can keep someone emotionally tethered long after a relationship has ended, not only to a person, but to the sense of identity and safety that person represented. Longing in the book is not portrayed as weakness. It is portrayed as an understandable human response to losing something meaningful. At the same time, Priebe highlights how clinging can turn into self-harm when it prevents a reader from accepting reality. The emotional honesty is part of the appeal noted by many readers, because it captures how attachment shows up in thoughts that loop, in idealized memories, and in fantasies about reconciliation. Rather than offering a clinical model, the book provides recognition. It helps readers see the pattern of holding on, name it, and begin to loosen their grip without denying that love or minimizing what was lost. Thirdly, accepting endings without perfect closure. Another key topic is the difficult acceptance that closure is often incomplete or unavailable. The essays reflect the experience of wanting one final conversation, one more explanation, or one last proof that the relationship mattered, and realizing that these things may never arrive. Priebe emphasizes that waiting for a perfect ending can become a way of delaying the beginning of your next chapter. In that sense, letting go becomes an act of choosing truth over narrative satisfaction. The book also explores how people negotiate meaning after an ending, deciding what the relationship was, what it taught, and how to carry forward without rewriting the past into either a fairy tale or a disaster. This stance is especially relevant to breakups that end ambiguously or unevenly, where one person feels left behind. By focusing on acceptance, the essays encourage readers to stop trying to win the past back and instead build a future that does not require the other person to validate it. Fourthly, emotional honesty and self-compassion during recovery. The book repeatedly validates the messy emotional range that comes with loss, sadness, anger, nostalgia, and the impulse to compare your healing timeline with someone else's. Priebe does not present emotions as problems to eliminate. She presents them as information to listen to and move through. This is one reason many readers describe feeling seen and understood. The essays make room for grief without demanding that the reader perform strength or positivity too early. At the same time, the tone offers gentle reassurance that taking time does not mean you are failing. The act of naming feelings becomes a practical tool, even without a formal program, because it helps readers separate emotion from identity. You can feel abandoned without being unlovable, and you can miss someone without being meant to return. In this framing, self-compassion is not indulgence but a stabilizing discipline, supporting the reader as they rebuild routines, self-trust, and a sense of inner steadiness. Lastly, reimagining what comes next and making space for possibility beyond grief, the essays also address the fear of the unknown that follows an ending. Letting go is not only releasing a person, it is releasing an imagined future, shared plans, and the comfort of certainty. Preeti encourages openness to what comes next, even when the next chapter feels vague. Part of that openness involves loosening the hold of maybes and what could have been, so the reader can engage with what is actually in front of them. Reviews and commentary around the book often note its romantic and sentimental register, which can function as a bridge from pain to possibility, a way to remember that life still contains meaning, beauty, and connection, while some readers may prefer more concrete instruction. The book's approach aims to restore hope by reorienting attention toward personal growth and the everyday moments that can be appreciated even while healing. In this way, possibility is presented not as instant replacement, but as gradual room-making. In conclusion, this is me letting you go is best suited to readers who are in the thick of a breakup, mourning a friendship, or processing a life transition where the hardest part is accepting that something ended before they felt ready. If you want emotional validation, language for complicated feelings, and a companionable voice that treats grief as normal rather than embarrassing, the book delivers. The practical benefit is less about a checklist and more about clarity. It helps readers identify attachment loops, normalize the uneven pace of healing, and practice acceptance even without perfect closure. It can also serve as a gentle prompt for journaling or reflection, because many essays name experiences that are difficult to articulate alone. Compared with many self-help relationship books, Preeti's collection stands out for its essay format and its emphasis on emotional truth over technique. Rather than diagnosing the reader or prescribing strict rules, it focuses on the lived interior reality of letting go, which is why it resonates strongly with people who feel that friends and family have grown tired of hearing about the same heartbreak. Readers seeking structured therapeutic tools may want to pair it with a more skills-based resource, but as a poetic guide through the transition, it occupies a distinct place in the breakup and healing category. If you would like to support Heidi Preeb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.